From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Howard. The Supreme Court has voted to uphold the rights of members of a religious group to stage anti-gay protests outside military funerals. The justices in an 8-1 vote saying the First Amendment protects the rights of the fundamentalist church members who have claimed military deaths are God's punishment for the nation's tolerance of gays. The decision upholds an appeals court ruling throwing out a $5 million judgment to Albert Snyder, the father of a dead Marine who sued the church. Snyder criticized the high court decision.
They don't have to worry about this because the Westboro Church and any other nut job church out there like this will never get anywhere near their family or their funerals.
In writing the opinion, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that even hurtful speech on public issues must be protected. The lone dissenting justice, Samuel Alito, said a commitment by the court to free speech does not mean vicious verbal assault. Retailers, banks, realtors, and other industries all put their 2 cents worth into the Federal Reserve's Beige Book, a survey of businesses in the Fed's 12 districts. Danielle Carson reports the latest survey shows the economy is beginning the year on a strong note.
All 12 districts report economic activity is picking up, if modestly. Retail sales, a key indicator of the consumer spending, which powers economic growth, went up. Labor markets were stronger. Even residential real estate improved slightly. But Wells Fargo economist Jay Bryson says rising gas prices could throw a wrench into the recovery.
If oil prices retreat back to their pre-Libya levels, and it's going to have a very small impact on consumers. But if we sustain above $100 a barrel and even higher, you could definitely see consumer spending start to slow down.
For now, though, the Fed has upped its economic outlook, saying growth could reach 3.9% this year. And when the GDP goes up, so does tax revenue. And that helps reduce the budget deficit. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The White House is sending Vice President Joe Biden to begin budget negotiations with Republicans on Capitol Hill. President Obama says he wants Biden to find common ground with GOP leaders who are seeking tens of billions of dollars in cuts in federal spending. The president signed a short-term funding measure today that contains $4 billion in spending cuts pushed by House Republicans. The agreement avoids a government shutdown until at least March 18. German officials say it appears an altercation and not terrorism may be to blame in an attack on U.S. airmen at Frankfurt's International Airport. The shooting left 2 U.S. airmen dead and 2 others wounded. Police say the altercation took place in front of the bus the airmen were on shortly before the gunmen started shooting. German authorities have arrested a 21-year-old man. U.S. officials say all 4 victims are from a base in Britain. The uncle of the suspected gunman tells the Associated Press that his nephew is a devout German-born Muslim who works at the airport. Airport officials would not comment on the person's employment. This is NPR News from Washington. Unionized public employees in Ohio could face fines and jail time if they go on strike under a bill moving to the Ohio House. Republicans in the Senate passed the controversial measure on a 17-16 vote. 6 Republicans joined all of the chamber's Democrats in opposing the plan. The bill would limit collective bargaining to wages, hours, and some work conditions. Unions would be barred from negotiating health care benefits, sick time, and pension benefits. Republicans hold a large majority in the Ohio House, and Governor John Kasich says he supports the bill. Scientists with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service say the eastern cougar is now considered extinct. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports that other members of the cougar family continue to thrive elsewhere in the country.
The eastern cougar has been disappearing for a long time. Hunting and deforestation of the eastern states appeared to have wiped them out by about 1900, but reports of sightings continued. Scientists listed the eastern cougar as endangered in 1973, but fish and wildlife experts now say they think the animal actually became extinct well before that, and they've removed it from the endangered species list. The eastern cougar is a subspecies, just as the Florida and Western and South American cougars are subspecies. Subspecies can mate with each other and are usually distinguished from each other by their size or the length of their fur. While cougars are generally scarce in the U.S., their numbers are considered sufficient to maintain the species. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
In New Zealand, 2 Israeli men are being listed as the first foreigners to have been killed in the massive February 22nd earthquake there. Police in Christchurch say 161 bodies have been pulled from the rubble, but officials expect the death toll to rise to 240. I'm Jim Howard, NPR News, Washington.